everybody. Ding, ding, wacky. Here we are, right here on the lowest power FM radio station you ever saw. That's right. We're 1,000 watts and fits in your ashtray on your 78 Chevy Monza. That's right, right here. WOOF. Yes, we are. We're wacky here. 655. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to play some of the biggest things you never heard before. You heard of the Beatles? Oh, no, no, no. We can't play the Beatles. Rolling Stones? No, 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 no. We can't play any of that. What we got for you is Grateful Dead. Ding, ding, wacky. 656. You gotta hurry up because 7 o'clock is just 4 minutes away. Ding, ding, wacky. I'm here on WOOF. I'm your host, Red Rocket. Woo, you know where the bitch is at. That's right. Well, when you see that Red Rocket coming at you, wow, you better present. That's right. That's right. That's right here, right here on WOOF. And don't forget to feed your dogs when you get out there. Feed them really good food there.
I have a cup on the microphone.
Get right, feed the dogs. You gotta make sure you do that before you put in a hard day's work. I'm Red Rocket right now. We're back in the music now with more Grateful Dead. This is Strucking.
I don't want to pay the fees. All right.
I really did broadcast a little radio station. Yeah, you could hear Grateful Dead from the internet. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. It was strong enough, but not strong enough to obliterate the La Mega station.
Truckin' down a Bourbon Street. Truckin'. I will get by. Na, na, na. I will get by. Na, 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 na.
Who listens to this crap? Oompa band, Cinco de Mayo. Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Wince Edward Flatulence III.
Funny! Make them noises. This is Daniel Penistar of Willis Parkway Perspective. Proud to be here because Quince Edward Flatulence is homesick with a flea. That's right, he got a flea. He was a Motel 7 and he got a flea. And so now he's all broke out and shit. So here I am, Daniel Penistar. I'm going to talk to you. I just cracked me a Pabst. That's good. That's a Pabst. I like that. Hey, you never had me do the show, Leader Priest. Now I'm doing the show, and I'm going to drink me some Babbitts. There we go. Excuse me. Mind if I have some more Babbitts? No, you mind if I fart? I ain't got a fart in me. All right, there it is. You're loving this, aren't you, Prizer? It's a Willie Parkway Perspective, but it's not. It's just another Radio Lawn program. And we have the Boomer and Ricochet person. They're going to do their thing. And the music's going to stop. And I'm just going to keep chatting. Yeah, because that's me. I'm Daniel Penistar. Willie's Parkway for... How about letting me on the show, Leader Priest? Write for me, damn it. You got to write something for me. I can't just sit up here prattling. Oh, there's the music. Okay, it's gone. Alright, yeah, you can see that Langenfelter V10 crap. See, I ain't lying, I'm Daniel Penistar. And, you know, I got a Corvette commercial on TV, and they have a current Corvette that's been the Langenfelter for modifications. Well, if they get their asses off of that damn Corvette and work on my damn Ram truck V10, down to 6 now. I mean, come on. You think you'd be done with it now, you fucks? All right, so here they are. Dogs and radio and stuff. Daniel Penistar. Yeah!
Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces, always a classic to play. I got it at the end. Here's the ending, flourish. That says, guys, Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces.
Great
right?
tune, great tune. Thank you. I had to burp.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
I had to boip.
Howard does it, too.
All right, so let's see. When we last left you, we did the honking horn. So you got to scroll down a bit until you see the horn next to the doggy slippers on the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and then
what Boomer's house is full of, doggy slippers and newspapers.
Yeah, aren't they little puppy dogs? They're whole dogs on slippers. I like them. Like little goldens or little
dogs
labs.
Dogs on film.
And then we have that Red Fang ketchup down below. There's it's called Red Fang ketchup, right?
The packet of ketchup that Boomer has taken, and you'll just have to mix it up really good. It's like a ration.
Yeah, it's a puffed up.
You have to mix it up. Oh, by the way.
It was puffed up.
We are the voice of Oops!
Yeah.
The voice of the Tic Tac terrorists. The voice of, oh no, David Bowie.
Yeah, that's it.
So I have the two pictures of the Beast bottles that I have, Milwaukee's Beast. Got them both there. The Beast Ice I'm saving for today when we're watching the Browns and the Steelers out on your front lawn. I drank the Beast Lager tonight during the process of the show, and I refilled it with Pabst. You're not supposed to refill those bottles, but I refilled it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I drank through half of it, and I said, boy, I better stop because I have to finish the show.
Oh, you're right.
I have to finish this stuff. So that's a picture of two bottles of beer. A great picture.
That's on the tablet that I draw in.
So no, you don't draw in it.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that you don't draw in
I
it.
I got a piece of paper when I drew Goldie and me, or Goldie and Sheldon's picture.
Great
right?
picture, but you didn't draw in that pad. Because that's nice and thick, heavy paper, and instead you just pick up a piece of the same paper that JSonic's Moments are printed on.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Maybe I felt a kinship in my drawing with the creativity of a hedgehog.
Right.
And so that's it. It's sitting on there, and I don't know why I did it that way. Probably to have it was easier to get the copy paper because it was right there too, rather than rip the paper out of this package. But I drew on this thing, and then also in this picture you can see Sammy Ed on a advertisement and a Christmas dog way in the background in the upper left corner. You notice that too? That's a Christmas doggy.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that for so long that I don't know where we got that. It's something Mom had, I guess. And I always have saved it and keep it up there all the time. It's been up there all year.
And you got a toilet part there, too.
Oh, yeah, a flapper, which I need to put in. I was hearing the toilet running, and I oiled it. You noticed I sprayed WD-40 inside my toilet tank system?
Yes.
And that's because it didn't work. I think it's still running. So the flapper has to go in.
The next picture is Boomer keeps his kitchen very, very clean. So he likes to keep Comet's right next to where we have the bowls for serving food.
Oh, yeah, Comet and then my cup there. There's my fox, my little tiny fox cup.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice fox?
But here is the sweet potato pie by Patti LaBelle.
No.
And when I walked into my Walmart a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it was near Thanksgiving or what, they said, sorry, we are sold out of Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie.
Right.
And I'm like, why would I care? Why would I give a damn?
Oh, yeah.
But I guess these are some kind of sweet potato pies.
Specialties.
Special.
Probably because she advertised them. Now, I heard about them, too. Do you know, where did you hear, is that the place you heard about
them? That's the place I heard about them. I walked in and saw the sign and thought, who cares?
She was probably on Ellen's show or something.
No,
like that.
She was probably on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, was it?
I'm guessing that's how that something like this gets started. There's, yeah, I make a pie, and I want you to finance me, and we'll get them in all the stores. This is, yeah, well, I'll do for 70% of the profits, I'll get you into Walmart. So it's okay. Yeah.
Get your dog $32 dog food bags in Walmart, too, like this, guys. And they have... and they have the cost, but I don't know how that stuff got started. So it's a celebrity pie.
Yeah.
And it's her recipe. Apparently
it's a delicious celebrity pie,
but I heard about it somewhere.
There's no pie better to eat than celebrity pie.
And I like sweet potato pie. I got a taste for it. Like I've barked. We went to a church Thanksgiving one time when I was younger pup. And it was, I loved that pie. I've never tasted. And I thought pumpkin pie is dead. Because this stuff is so good, but you have to make it. It has to be from a good recipe. I think most pumpkin pies taste good, but I think sweet potato pie, you get a cheapie from the store. That's not the cheapest ones are not always that great, but they might be. They just have to have a good recipe involved. I think that's what it is. And so I heard about this independently somewhere. I was listening to some radio station. They talked about Patti LaBelle having a pie, and I thought, oh, that's so cool. And I never thought I'd see it, and then it rang a bell when we saw it at Walmart.
Patti LaBelle's Pies.
Yeah, from LaBelle. She's from another 70s band back from when Average White Band was out.
The next next picture down is the picture of our fake beverage, but you already saw that and heard about that. And it was sitting next
phone.
To Boomer's garage. With a taken apart HD TV controller, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then the 8-cent nutty fruitcake.
Oh, you did get a picture of that.
Ah, this fruitcake. Such a wonderful thing, fruitcakes. And the only thing I've never really had fruitcake. Never. I might have had it in periphery, I might have tasted it. Once. I might have had a slice of it at grandma's house once, way long ago. I don't get them. I don't give them. I don't eat them.
Make them.
I don't want to eat them. I don't even know what they are, but we got one, and it was $1. Walmart had a clearance sale on all of their baked goods and Christmas stuff and all that crap. So we thought, all right, this is for $1, and I know these things usually sell. A fruitcake like this, a fruitcake log, it's got to be $5 or $6 worth of candied fruit in there. So it's got to taste somewhat good. So we went and get it, and it rang up at 8 cents.
Yeah, that's actually, we were surprised. Didn't you bark, something's wrong here when the checkout, it came up at 8 cents, right? And you barked, this doesn't seem right. 8 cents? We thought they were $1. No, yeah, that's what they rang. And isn't that cool?
And the last picture that we have for the evening is my... plush dog Speedway, which I found at a Speedway. Strangely enough, he was the last dog at the bottom of the rung, not touching the floor, but close to it. And it was a completely empty chip clip system. And I saw him when I went to work and got a cup of coffee and sandwich and something like that. And as I worked through the day, I thought more and more, gee, I should have bought that. It's only $10. I should have bought him. He's cute. He has the little hat. He looks like a winter dog. I should have bought that. I'm going to go back to that Speedway, and if he's still there, I'll buy him. And sure enough, he was there, so I bought him. He's a big floppy plushy dog.
Yeah, I know. Really cute, too. I always like him to come over on the holiday, and you've brought him over every year.
That's what I do. I keep them up on my desk right by where I do my computer stuff. But every year I bring him over for Christmas, and there he is sitting proudly atop my orange microphone foam, and I got the blue lights in the background.
Oh, yeah,
also
right here.
A tradition, blue Christmas lights.
Yeah, blue LED Christmas lights.
Which is amazing that this string of lights still works, but it still works.
Wow, what company is it? You better buy them again.
Well, it was a Kmart brand, so it's generic made for Kmart.
Mm. Wow, and above that picture, we didn't bark about the doggy hassock that's above there where you put your feet up on. That's like filled with corkboard. Do you see that? The little dog picture up on the TV photo. It's right under the antennas. That's a little puppy dog.
Oh, okay. So we're going to back up. Oh, yeah, okay.
I wanted to mention that. That's an old. I got that out because it was where my Christmas tree's at right now. And I got it out from under there, and it was dusty, so I cleaned it off and set it there.
Well, you got to clean up that dusty dirt. Hey, everybody, yeah. Dusted dirt. It's 5:40 in the a.m., 40 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock.
Wow.
You're supposed to be at work at 6 o'clock. You're probably a fireman or a policeman.
Or delivering newspapers for...
Yeah.
What about that?
Got to get them Amazon deliveries going today.
Oh, that's true. Before the drones come in.
Oh, I'm thinking you too again. On New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. New Year's Day.
Shut up, Edge.
Is that what? Bono?
I don't know. Bono Edge.
Bono Edge.
One of them Brits sing stuff. Oh, thank you. I don't think it's a happy song about New Year's Day.
Oh, it's probably like the bomb going off and then probably nuclear radiation.
Yeah. It reminds me of Scooby Doobies.
Oh, does it?
No, that band. The band that does Scooby Doobies.
Yeah, and they sing, "We're so glad to be here."
Lake. We're so glad to be here. It's death and destruction and war and killing people and discrimination and you suck. But we're so glad to be here. So it's one of those kind of songs.
Yep, I think so. I never analyzed it. U2's been so big over the years.
Yes.
Always in there, even in Christian rock circles.
I've had farts bigger than you two.
Have you? YouTube. They'll say YouTube. Hey, that's true. You probably have YouTube. And what is it? Or and look at how much Negative Land does with YouTube stuff.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They
so
did
we have to like them for that.
Okay.
Make
I guess
fun of those guys.
I guess that's about it for tonight.
They'll say, "Are you two married?"
Yeah, you too. That's it. We've been entertaining you now for since 11,
million.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, something like that.
I think it was 10 when it actually went on, but I had to keep on working so it didn't start on the net right away.
Right.
I think I started Life's a Party back then, the disco band. Michael Zager band.
Michael Zager.
Yep.
Jager. So, we're going to leave you now. Thank you, and thank you for listening. And if you didn't listen to the whole damn thing, you can hear it replayed on 6 or 7 episodes of Radiolon that I'll get later.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it replayed on 6 or 7 episodes of Radiolon that I'll get later.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it replayed on 6 or 7 episodes of Radiolon that I'll get later.
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year's. Have a good day off.
Yeah, what is the usually Auld Lang Syne? What's the usual sayings for when a new year is here? What do you wish someone?
Of course, if you're in retail, everybody's working today. Doesn't that suck?
Oh.
You get off earlier, but still, it's
New Year's Day.
It's Sunday. It's you work a regular Sunday. Everybody's gonna be working. Starbucks, will be
Walmart,
open. It'll be all. Yeah,
they'll be selling her pies, the Patti LaBelle pies.
Yeah. Nothing better than a big slice of pie from a star.
And yep, and 19 and 8 cent fruitcakes when people
Patti
find out.
Patti LaBelle's pie. Doesn't she have a nice pie?
mom's apple pie.
Look at that pie. That would be really good with cream on it. Ooh.
Oh, would it?
Yeah. Wow.
Cream pie.
It's over.
And now,
under the shell.
Highlights.
Ah, at long last, there's another show out of the way.
Ah, boy.
Under the water and into the street.
I'm glad this thing is done. You know, I am really, I mean, it's a hassle every single week. Gotta go, oh man, I just, you know.
Uh-huh. Well.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
We're done with the show and you're happy. Every single week. We are just. Like a meat grinder, every single week, grinding out a piece of meat. Every single week.
Every single week, we have to do Under the Shelf.
Number one.
But anyway, I don't care how many times we say the name, I still think it's a wonderful name for a program, don't you?
Yeah, and we grind out this program every... It's a droning... Every... Oh.
Say, you've just finished another episode of Under the Shelf.
Number two.
What are you going to do now?
Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev tongue-lashed President Eisenhower over the issue of the American spy plane.
What it is, Big Mama? My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev tongue-lashed President Eisenhower over the issue of the American spy plane.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Cavalcade of 1959.
To the folks at Preparation H.
We can now speak the most majestic words a democracy has to offer.
You can hear it replayed on 6 or 7 episodes of Radiolon that I'll get later.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Stank!
We can now speak the most majestic words a democracy has to offer.
There is no other possibility.
I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA.
Hello and welcome to Grandma's Microwave Pudding Rally, where we've assembled America's most crotchety old grandmas in a newfangled pudding extravaganza. That's right, now you know that modern grandmas just don't make pudding in the oven anymore, so we've assembled a team of over 50 grandmas in their cheap Korean microwaves to see who nukes a better pudding. This is Esther Oshesky. You've come across half the country in that damn little dog-tracking 74 Chevy Nova thing you drive. How the hell are ya?
You shouldn't swear like that, Sonny. I'll bite the corner of your radar.
And welcome back to the Al Jorgensen Band Count. At last count, we had 247 bands that he was a member of. As you know, Elaine Jorgensen is the member of Ministry, The Revolting Seas, Lead Into Gold, Palehead, and Lard. And he keeps on forming new bands. Like I said, at last count, we had 247. I'm Brent Smokley.
And I'm Rob Streaker. These bands just being formed.
And we're going to read off the names that are coming off the wire as we get them. Starting with We're Not a Damn Band.
I have Revolting Lard Head.
Chicago Stigmata Socks.
Techno Lemon Jar.
Techno Punks on Beer.
Killing Smoke.
Have Mike Will Swallow.
The Beatles Stones.
The Distortion Art Foreigners.
Greater Than Himself.
1000 Homogenized.
Mookie Raspberry Cookie.
The New Skinny Sticklets Burning.
Clearance Palewater Revival.
Arson Husband.
Minutesy Men.
Radish, Hashish, and Thyme.
Let's see, Harder Than Socks.
The Art of Hose.
And, let's see, Graphite Mud Puppy.
Bursting Lard-Filled Jello Grasp. That's all we have for right now.
Wait a minute, this just coming in.
Yes?
Homer Bassist.
Okay, we have one other here. Cycle Slut Mattress Queen.
That'll about do it for now. We'll keep you updated on Elaine's new bands as he forms them.
Yes, that is is a musical selection from the new movie Bird 2. Yes, this is a sequel to the wonderful movie Bird. And in this particular film, Bird travels in time and gets to jam with somebody who plays synthesizer. We'll be having more musical selections from that movie later on.
I'm Larry Bird. I'm a basketball player for the New York Celtic Rams.
What are you talking about?
Jax.
What are you talking about?
Kids, this is Big Bird.
No, not that Bird.
Put a little birdhouse in your soul.
No. We're talking about Charlie Parker, the great jazz man.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to flip you the bird.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I pull out a mic and rhyme the bus.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Hell is dead. Hell is dead. Hell is dead.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Hell is dead.
Like anybody, I would like to live.
Under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Hello, this is Roddy Dick from Motel 6 to 9. I'll bet you're wondering where a good, cheap, sleazy motel is where you and your escort can spend the night. Well, look no further. There's probably a Motel 6 to 9 right near your favorite 24-hour bookhouse. Yes, at Motel 6 to 9, our credo is no fancy frills like moving beds or piped-in videos. You only get a good basic sleaze for a price that's a breeze. We've paid off the police and your town officials, all to make you feel safe during your stay. Personal dating services on every site. Just knock on room 6 and ask for Ella. Well, hope you do stop by Motel 6 to 9 sometime. And if you do, remember, we do have hourly rates. This is Roddy Dick for Motel 6 to 9, and we'll keep the red light on for you.
I'm just sitting here doing Bing Crosby imitations. Ba 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 ba. You sound like you have a cold, my boy.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, you could have fooled me.
So, what's this stupid music you're playing in the background?
It's music from Under the Shelf.
Number 4.
Great.
Stand by for a public service announcement.
Hi,
and welcome to Under the Shelf.
Number 4.
Actually, what we're here to talk about today
is... That was number
is...
5, actually.
Oh, well. It the malfunctioned.
The shelf meter's not working that well.
It malfunctioned.
That's right.
What we're here to speak to you about today is our wonderful shelf-o-meter system, which is designed to bring you better under the shelf.
Number 6.
Every single time we say under the shelf...
Number 7.
You hear that funny sound and the announcement of how many times we've actually said under the shelf...
Number 8.
In the program.
See, now this will keep a running tally, and the purpose of this running tally is to actually total up the number of times that we've said under the shelf.
Number 9.
And to make sure that the quality of the program is not ruined by the number of times that we do say under the shelf.
Number 10.
Yes, it has been brought to our attention that we overpromote ourselves in the program by continually saying over and over again, under the shelf.
Number 11.
Under the shelf.
Number 12.
Under the shelf.
Yes, that's right, number 13.
And it seems to us as if we start to use some sort of electronic method...
Absolutely.
To remind ourselves of
Absolutely.
How many times we actually do say under the shelf...
Number 14.
We can bring under control...
Absolutely.
...our self-promotedness and...
Absolutely.
...all the other fun stuff.
You know, Siskel, you couldn't have drugged the point home further than that.
Well, you know...
I think...
You know what this is? You know what under the shelf is?
Number 15, damn it.
This is... It's a radio kind of radio program.
Right. It's a cheesy, waxy, filmy conglomeration.
It's a radio kind of radio program.
I feel like running out... You didn't say it.
It's malfunctioning.
I feel like running out and getting a giant bowl of, I don't know, Raisinets. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, did I say this is show number 9?
Ah, what show?
Under the Shelf.
Number,
who cares?
How many inches in a foot?
And then it was always work with perspective.
Lebowski, Tone Leader Priest, and Boomer the Dog. All I heard on her show, they told me about this. I said, I end the show real quick, and I said, ha, ha,
You can hear it replayed on six or seven episodes of Radiolon that I'll get later.
Oh, yeah.